I know I said top of the hour, 10 o'clock with Roxy K, but I just couldn't wait. I couldn't wait. Okay, so I looked at the message. She's going to be talking about how to store vegetables and preserve them correctly. And can I just say that TikTok has influenced me to a whole nother level when they were packing those fridges correctly and they would put the stuff in the water and the carrots in the water, all that type of stuff. So we're going to be chatting to her and finding out more on the proper way to preserve vegetables and keep them longer. Good morning, Roxy. How's it going?
Good morning. Well, thank you. And you?
I'm doing wonderful. The music is going. I'm feeling it.
Good. It's been a wonderful day and we're celebrating Women's Month. So we must all just enjoy this month.
Exactly. It's going to be fun. But tell me more about how and the correct way of preserving vegetables.
Okay, super. So we had a recent workshop on preserving vegetables and we used vegetables in season, which was just carrots, green chilies, cauliflower, broccoli, cucumber, and beetroot, green beans, all things available at your local market. Mm-hmm. And we had just cleaned it, washed it, and used glass jars.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, I found that glass jars actually last longer. The product in it lasts longer. And when you sanitize your jars by either soaking it in hot water, boiling it for a little bit, or you can put it in the microwave for 3 to 4 minutes as you sanitize your jars, and then you can put your veggies in there. Obviously, you're going to chop your veggies into small pieces, and then you store it in there, and then you pour in either your vinegar and salt. You can put in the spices that you like sesame seeds and black pepper, anything that you fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And what your family likes. So when it comes to carrots, you really want to maintain the color mm-hmm. and the texture and also the crunchiness. So don't overdo it by soaking it too much in vinegar. So what I normally do is have a pot of boiling water, cut everything up, just dip it in boiling water, out it comes, and dip it all into cold water again. And you retain the crunchiness there, and it'll cool immediately so it doesn't overcook and become too soft.
Mm-hmm.
Look, at the end of the day, we all want to live healthy and look beautiful and save our money by not wasting food. And this is an excellent way of storing food. Putting it in plastic bags and putting it in the fridge, and then you forget about it when it's right at the back. You know, always remember what you have in your fridge. Use what you buy today, and you can always replace it the following day or whatever. So that's basically it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also spoke about not using plastic, and we told you why. Long use of plastic is not good for your body as well. Also, to seal the jars properly, you get the lids that really, you know, when you put it onto your jar, it makes a clicking sound.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice the gold lid on the top, if you buy something and you notice that you got these jars that actually keep in the food fresh for longer. So choose your jars wisely. I would suggest the console jars because mm-hmm. they last longer and you can always replace the lids. They're easily available. You don't have to buy the whole jar. You can just buy the lids separately. So console jars works for me.
I just have the question. Which vegetable, when you preserve it correctly, last the longest, that you can leave in the fridge and not have to worry about, and you know, you can just pull it out in like 2-3 weeks time and it's still on its freshest?
Beetroot.
Mm.
I think beetroot is the best one. So you would boil your beetroot, cut it up in pieces, put it in your jar, in your glass jar, salt, pepper, and your vinegar, and it lasts forever. You can eat it like 3 months down the line or four months down the line, and it still will taste beautiful, and the crunchiness is there. I just love it. And it goes so well with food. And, you know, if you mix it in, you make a salad with couscous and seeds and your walnuts, and it just tastes beautiful. Look, we're coming into the warm season now. So I was thinking, since there was so much of queries on getting yourself organized for the spring season, we should go and do a whole lot of series on declutter. So next week, I'm hoping to start that. And then if you need any other further details or tips or hints, just please contact me on my social media, Lentils and Lace, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and now we're on TikTok. Yay!
Yeah, that's good. That's good. TikTok is very versatile. Sometimes visual aid helps people better to, you know, retain information better. Thank you so much, Roxy. I'm actually excited for next week's episode of Decluttering, because I'm not saying I'm a hoarder, but I do clutter a lot. And my mom is one for minimalism, and, you know, we have a lot of clutter. And next week, I think, is going to be extremely helpful.
Absolutely. There's so many queries on that, and we have to start somewhere. I mean, there's sales going on. Ladies, come on. We need to be at the sales, but be careful. Don't overbuy. We need to clean that wardrobe first before you put new things on the rail. So, yeah, that's all in for next week.
Have a good Saturday further, Roxy. I hope it's good. I hope you have fun with your lovely Saturday.
You too. Have a super weekend, and I'll chat to you next week.
Same time, same place. Bye.